I'm falling off my side and I'll cover your fucking face.
All right, sorry, technical difficulties. Give me a second here. Yeah. We'll be back on the air in 1 second here. First time using a CD player. I might need to put on an emergency song, and we're getting to it. Here we go. We'll be right back.
exceptional beings such as myself to descend to such lowly realms. Isn't there something called a red thing?
Ah, yes. An ancient Earth lady custom. Upon a starlit time, I still seek the protection of my transcendent mind. A lover's flame began to shine. The soundtrack, beating the bold pumpkin rock, free turned by the wood and the electric shock. Of the wreck that's been on the blocks they rock. Two souls, who knows never true they wed. Closer and closer to all the things they said. And now they're gonna love each other till the end. So tonight, we congregate, dance and revel and celebrate. Oh, the best of air will orchestrate, and the friendly feelings will cultivate. So if you wanna get down, don't hesitate, cause they got the kind of love you can't obfuscate. And there's no better deal I can relate, as tonight their love we come and go. Already knew that it would happen. Yes, I already knew that it would be. Now that it's near, it's plain to see that there is love in love and free. Both we see the destiny at a distance, the advantage of the eternity. To walk earthly streets, just to find suffocating earthly seas, to win this underwhelming earthly peace. Thine, now thine is the path of earthly dreams, mesmerizing, scintillating earthly deeds. Ooh, then get them out of this ease, dance in peace. We, oh we, who gather astray most nights, who gather together most day tonight. Are ambulanced by lovers' eyes, so much so that I fly with hyperbeams, advance with supersonic entities, with tesseracting transcendental tendencies. Find myself about me and for earthly dreams, earthly dreams. Even though I already knew that it would happen, even though I already knew that it would be. Now that it's here, it's plain to see, and as it's cold and love is free. But oh, see a destiny at a distance, from the vantage of eternity. Even though I already knew that it would happen, even though I already knew that it would be. Now that it's here, it's plain to see, and as it's cold and love is free.
Good tidings, Doug and Emily, and February of creatures. But don't worry, I'll be back. I already know that it will happen.
technical difficulties as usual here.
Just another day at radio.
Got the CD player working now. That was cool. That was a first.
We actually, I mean, at least in the, what, 3+ years that I've been DJing here, this is the first time I've actually played a CD here.
So I haven't played a CD since the old building, which you were never in.
I was not.
The old building.
How long have you been with Radio Valencia? Five years?
It's something like...
Five or six years.
Yeah.
I've been here...
Taking some breaks in there.
I've been here, what, three plus?
Yeah, I think six. I've been here six.
Three plus. On
because like you did the show during the pandemic, so it's got to be at least six.
I was doing the show about a year before the pandemic. So.
Yeah, so that's 6 years.
Yeah, I think 6 years.
Is that long? Jesus.
Yeah, but...
Man, time is crazy. What is time?
But the other studio, there was a big wall of CDs.
Keeps on slipping.
There's a big wall of CDs, so once in a while I would do a show where I just brought nothing and tried to mess with the CDs there.
Okay, yeah, well, but like I said, in my...
We had to abandon those because we had like 48 hours to clear out that place. It was crazy.
In my Radio Valencia tenure, this is my first CD experience. But I know there's a lot of Radio Valencia
first
DJs that do play a lot of CDs.
Audio just cut out.
Like, it is a thing.
Is your audio cutting out or just mine?
It must just be yours.
Just yours.
That's fine.
Just yours. Okay, I can hear everything fine. I can hear everything fine, but...
hear it when I tap the mic.
Tap. But anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in. You are listening to Radio Valencia.
Beyond all limits.
Limits. And, our show is Beyond All Limits. And DJ Doug and myself, DJ Little Hiss Muffet, are here every Monday night from 10 to midnight for all your weird music listening needs. And we do frequently have a regular guest, Interdimensional Devlin.
Devlin.
And we are very lucky that there was a rift in space tonight and that Interdimensional Devlin was able to descend from the wrinkles of time.
And if anyone wants to donate 1/8 to 1/4 adapters, ours all seem to be pretty broken.
Oh, do we need 1/4 adapters?
Yeah, I thought I left about a dozen down here, but I don't see them here.
Oh, God. I mean, I feel like I always have a bunch of those. They're kind of like...
They just break.
Okay,
1/4
Okay, 1/4 adapters, they're like lighters. You either have 20 or you have like zero.
Or they're empty or broken.
You need the output to be 1/4?
Yeah, it's 1/8 to 1/4, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently right now we have
three, but they all are kind of janky. This one, I'm like, I have it kind of like at an angle. It's working.
Anyway, Interdimensional Devlin, special guest visiting us tonight.
I have once again descended into the earthly realms.
We are always very gracious and honored, humbled, blessed.
Yes, of course.
When such an ethereal, otherworldly being could take such a remote interest in the simple lives of us mere mortals.
Well, as you should be.
We do not take Interdimensional Devlin's presence for granted.
No, of course
and
not.
Nor should any of you. But what we just got finished listening to was our wedding set, because DJ Doug and myself, DJ Little Hiss Muffet, we just got meowed.
This is true.
Meowage. We got married on Saturday, August 16th.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. Had some of our favorite friends, bands, musicians play, and
a wonderful show, a wonderful party.
It was great show, great music, great people, great party, great food, and so we're like, let's do a little wedding set with what we listened to at the wedding, and you want to break it down for us, DJ?
I'm going to have to do it from memory, because right now the internet is working like at an AOL dial-up speed for some reason. It's just giving you a blank screen. We started off the set with, it was the order of the people that played at the wedding. It started off with Bill Urquhart. played Odds Against Tomorrow from his record Odds Against Tomorrow. It's a really good record, solo electric guitar. I think that came out like 5 years ago. I like it much.
Yeah, and we were super grateful to have him play.
It was a pleasure.
We were
like, yes, thank you, Bill.
We were like, well, you know, we never know unless we just ask him. The worst that's going to happen is that he'll say no. And we asked him, and he said yes. And,
yes. And he played a wonderful
also,
set. Like a 20-minute set. It's amazing.
I doubt he's listening, but I am going to proverbially embarrass him. He's on the cover of the Wire magazine this month.
Fancy.
So support your local musicians and your local publications, and pick up a copy of The Wire. I'm not exactly sure all the locations that sell it, but we do sell it at Amoeba Records.
He's also playing with a new
group. So you can pick it up there.
He's also playing with a new group at the Stork Club September 6th.
Hell yeah.
Stork.
So, yeah, fill or cut. Shows. Fuck yeah. Thank you.
And then
you rock.
After that, we had Bruce Springsteen covering Suicide's Dream Baby Dream, which we played, and then
so beautiful.
Followed by from a cool 10-inch that came out for Record Store Day, one of the earlier ones.
So beautiful, one of the most beautiful songs.
Yeah, it's Bruce on pump organ.
I mean, who could ask for more?
Yeah, right.
Who could ask for
and,
more?
And we followed that up with the killer Maxine Nightingale, right back to where we started from.
Right back to where we started from, and that is kind of historically been our song since we've been together.
Yes. Also the theme song from Slapshot.
Yes, because I was going to say, if you know DJ Doug, you know he's a big hockey guy, and that movie is in, or that song is in the movie Slapshot.
Yes.
But it's also just an amazing, beautiful song that if it comes on at a bar, I don't care if no one else is dancing. I am getting out of my chair and I am shaking my butt to that song. And whenever we go out and there's a jukebox, we always put on that song. So that's kind of become our song. And so, like, right after our ceremony, that was our song.
And then the bands who played after Bill, we played them in the order they played, starting with the greatest band in San Francisco, Burmese. We played, again, things frozen up from my memory, side two of their last record, Privileged. I think it was Communist and Your Rope we played.
Hell yeah.
Burmese also the best song titles.
They were amazing.
Yes. Burmese. And then we played Dirt Bike by Butt Problems.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which song I played from Pins of Light because my computer is frozen up.
But that's okay.
Pins of Light. And that was the wedding set, and we accumulated it all to the epic track from Interdimensional Devlin, which is written for the wedding itself.
Yes.
Which is called
Devlin wrote this.
Destined at a Distance.
Yes, indeed.
Wrote a beautiful song, especially for us and for our wedding.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if anyone knows us, or even doesn't know us, knows that we are, like, huge music nerds, and what is a more beautiful gift than a song that someone wrote for you?
Yes, from another dimension.
I mean, from another dimension, no less. I mean, what is a more beautiful gift than that? And yes, I'm so incredibly happy and grateful for Interdimensional Devlin.
Absolutely.
For taking an interest in our mere mortal lives.
Yes. Well, you know, I think of it the way a master thinks of his beloved pets.
Yeah. Well, like, you're like the puppeteer, and we're like the marionettes, and you're like, Daddy, would you like some sausage?
I'm Q, and you're Captain Picard.
Yeah, basically.
There are four lights.
Basically.
Four
as long lights. As I'm... Yeah, I mean, I know that was a Next Gen reference, but like as long as I'm not Neelix.
I knew the leg lift.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, y'all would have to be here, but but DJ Doug just did the
Riker sit.
Just did the Riker sit
from the behind the chair.
Yeah. coming from behind.
You gotta do the, you gotta raise your right leg kind of higher than you need to, just to like emphasize.
Now you just need like your half button silky shirt and wait. He played trombone, right?
Trombone, yeah.
Trombone, and then just like play trombone with like your silky half button shirt.
Yeah, it's kind of like
you're like I need to go to Risa and seek Jamaharone.
It's like a wild dog or a wolf. They lift their leg extra high to like prove who they are while they piss.
Seek Jamaharone.
Yeah. We got like 6 minutes left. I have some music queued up. Should I get to that, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, let's. You do it. It's okay. Up to you, DJ Doug. Well, close us out.
OCs are playing at the chapel this weekend, so I have an OC song queued up.
Perfect.
It's a reinterpretation of a solo organ song. Let's leave it at that.
Sounds amazing.
They're playing out about Friday through Monday, something like that, with the Japanese band DMBQ. As far as I know, hasn't been around in a long time. Good band.
Oh, cool.
And DJ Paul Kastoris.
That guy.
Oh, he's also the DJ. I should have played one of his. Yeah, he was DJing the wedding. Well, I missed out.
He DJed the wedding, but the Maxine Nightingale that you heard tonight was his 7-inch.
That's true.
I had it on LP.
Yeah.
But he played it on his 7-inch for our wedding, and then he gifted us the 7-inch.
So that works.
And what we heard tonight was the 7-inch that he gifted us. So thank you, Paul. Shout out to Paul, of course. Right. Well, amazing.
Let's get some music and end with some music. So we'll see you next week. Does that sound good?
Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right.
Beyond. Thank you, Interdimensional Devlin.
Oh, you're so welcome. Limits, limits.
Limits, 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 limits.